Wars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're tuned in to the American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks. This is the American Journal. The video that we just watched was from an account on X called Jesus underscore S. That's J-E-Z-U-S underscore S. So Jesus with a Z in the middle instead of an S. Very good work. Very well done, sir. He, of course, has the bio line on his X account: in a time of deceit, telling truth is a revolutionary act. And he has a very funny way of dealing with the doubters in his comments. First of all, he's linking the Team Humanity t-shirt at InfoWarsStore.com. People are asking where they can get one, InfoWarsStore.com. Somebody says, a liberal asks him, so you'd be okay with somebody shooting and nicking your ear then? And Jesus responds, if that's what you took away from this video, I'm sorry I didn't use smaller words. I just posted it to show people what the round does. He's like, look, I'm sorry you're so stupid. I'll try to dumb my comments down next time so you understand what is obvious to everybody else. So fantastic stuff. Thank you so much. Thank you to everybody who goes to InfoWarsStore.com to support us and helps us to get this information out on social media and everywhere else. Remember, the goal here is not to preach to a choir. It's not to radicalize people that are already on our side. Our singular and desperate goal at InfoWars is to widen the awakening, to bring more people into the realm of reality and away from the illusionary madness that is projected onto them by the mainstream media and the liars in the positions of power. And we do that by simply talking about the things that people in power talk about. It's one of the things I've talked about before, but you know, I'm sort of constantly inundated with examples of this. What do you think billionaires talk about when they hang out with each other? What do you think, you know, industrial magnates or, you know, rocket ship builders, like, what do you think their conversations are generally about? I know what they're about. They're about putting lasers on the moon. They're about building giant Venetian blinds in the sky to block out the sun because spraying metal particles in the air pisses everybody off, so they're looking for alternative options. So you've got, it really is the sort of classic IQ bell curve meme. And you've got us on one side going, hey, they're building lasers in space. This is crazy. This is messed up. We can't let some unaccountable, you know, weirdo depopulationist have space lasers. This is crazy. We can't let them spray particles into the air to block out the sun. This is supervillain crap. And on the other end of the spectrum, you have the supervillains themselves, who, whether because of just some sort of pathological narcissism or self-importance or just total disconnection with the reality of the world, like, this is what they're obsessed with. They're like, how do we do this? How do we get away with flooding the country with millions of foreigners? How do we get away with blocking out the sun? How do we do this? They're obsessed with that. And then the people in the middle think it's not happening. They just have no idea. They think you're crazy for talking about it. And I guess they think when you know, billionaires and these mad scientists get together, they're just like, how do we help people? How do we help everybody? No, they're supervillains. These people are supervillains, whether they even realize it or not. They are absolutely supervillains. And they're admitting it more and more. And there's more and more of this stuff coming out where it's like, okay, finally, you know, finally this is being reported. There's a headline today. Oh, no, I thought I put it in my stack. Yeah, here it is, from Spiked Online. There is now very little doubt that COVID leaked from a lab. Oh, really? Oh, now? Oh, now, 4 years later, you're admitting what was obvious to us the first week that it came out? Amazing. Incredible. Wow. Who knew? We did. We knew. We told you. We knew and we told you because we're next year's news today. They're finally coming around to realizing this, just like they're finally admitting that chemtrails are real and they're blocking out the sun and it has massive and unaccounted for side effects. Let's go to clip number 19 here. ABC News talking about cloud seeding like it's the most normal thing in the world. And forget the fact that we've spent the last 40 years calling you a tinfoil hat wearing psychopath conspiracy theorist for talking about this. Now that you all know it's happening, we're going to just act like it's totally normal and good. So they hope you fall for that. Let's watch.
That cloud seeding is booming. They anticipate at least another 200 ground cloud seeding machines to be put in before next season.
Ginger, this is such a cool concept, but so cool. Is it too good to be true? I mean, how do we know that the chemicals that they're spraying from the air aren't bad for us or the planet?
The good news is we've been doing this since the 1940s and 50s.
Oh, really?
Other countries do it, and there have been a lot of research projects that have shown that the silver iodide, for example, is not found. It's negligible once it gets down to ground level.
So, again, I don't want to be too skeptical, but is there anything wrong with manipulating nature like this?
I think that's the question we should have asked when we built every single parking lot and every rooftop. We have been manipulating weather with us for a very long time. I do think that looking at and continuing research on when these programs get bigger, if it will affect people downstream, that needs to be watched.
At least we're manipulating it now to help the planet. So,
no, yeah, we're helping the planet. Now, I don't know if I need to tell you this. It's hard to determine whether or not the outcome of something is good or bad, or if there's side effects, or if the metals that you're spraying into the air land on the ground and cause problems. It's hard to come to that conclusion when you've spent the last 60 years calling anybody who points out what you're doing crazy and denying that you're doing it. So what the hell? Yeah, feds spend $2.4 million on cloud seeding for Colorado River. And they're like, we also make parking lots, so really, what's the issue? I mean, on one hand, we're spraying literal tons of chemicals into the air to block out the sun, but also, you know, you mow your lawn, so it's basically the same thing. Both of these things are changing the earth. So, you know, don't complain. It's like, well, that's a retarded take. Thank you for that, idiot. I mean, come on. How dumb can you be? Now, the other interesting aspect of this is that while they are admitting that not only is cloud seeding and chemtrails real and has been going on since the 1940s, there was a massive storm and huge flooding throughout China and Eastern Asia that may have actually come about because of the cloud seeding that was going on. Let's go now to clip number 5. Here's the BBC on China cloud seeding and possibly creating the storm that has now destroyed large swaths of Eastern Asia. Let's watch.
In the middle of a long-running heat wave, and the authorities there decided to use cloud-seeding missiles to bring around a storm. Now, I didn't even know that such a thing existed. Like, you know, I'm from Manchester, you know, I wish we'd had cloud-seeding missiles to take out clouds a long time ago. But anyway, apparently they did that the day before. It worked. The storm broke. And then things got a bit out of control. And suddenly it's cloud-seeding
out of control. He's literally throwing his head back laughing. Yes, folks, that was the BBC reporting that China used cloud seeding missiles to open up the storm that has since flooded massive swaths of Eastern Asia, including like 50-year-old bridges collapsing in Vietnam with people on them. I should have pulled that video in too. There's a video of the dash cam footage where a truck's going over a bridge and it just disappears, and this massive suspension bridge is washed away because of the flooding. So massive unintended consequences from cloud seeding technology, and the BBC's response is, gee, I wish we had that here. We could have used that here to clear up some sunny days. It's like, really? Because you're talking about super villainy. You're talking about horrific decisions that have killed thousands of people, but it's all a big joke. You know, I wish I'd known about this. Well, you should have listened to, yeah, here's the video. You should have listened to the crazy conspiracy theorists. You know, us tinfoil hat wearing crazy people just making things up all the time. And now you're learning that what we've been saying the whole time is true. And your response is to giggle at it and laugh at it, despite the fact that people are dead from its usage in China, its ill-advised usage, and people in Colorado acting like this is normal. Because, hey, we've done it since the 1940s. Sure, last year we were calling you crazy, but now we admit it. And so you're the crazy one for thinking it's bad.
InfoWars fan favorite is now back in stock after over a year of not being available. It is the vitamin C and zinc with rose hips. Now, this is a copy of Linus Pauling, who won the Nobel Prize for his findings of vitamin C's formula. It is 1,000 milligrams of organic vitamin C with zinc to take it into the cells and rose hips. He believed that supercharged it. This formula is amazing. We've not had it for over 12 months, and now it's available back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. It is simply incredible. What it does for your whole body, your immune system, is next level. So whether you're in super good health or not in good health, everybody benefits from this formula. It's back in stock, discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin C and zinc with rose hips at InfoWarsStore.com. And it funds the operation. So that's a win-win. Get your vitamin C with zinc, the Linus Pauling formula, at InfoWarsStore.com. Nitric Boost. Turmeric 95, high-quality CBD gummies. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com via the InfoWars MD line. Now, this is a private label of one of the top supplement makers in the country of high-end quality at reasonable prices. They let us private label their products. That's why you've already heard of Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. Well, we got the 95% curcuminoid from them. This is just their brand of that. And so it is available under Turmeric 95. That's the name. So we're sold out of Bodies, but we have Turmeric 95 that is, again, the same concentrated turmeric. Same thing with Nitric Boost. Nitric Boost came from this company. They even let us use their name. It's now our best seller. We sold out of our version. Their version has a white bottle. It's the exact same thing. You get it at InfoWarsStore.com. So check out InfoWars MD at InfoWarsStore.com.
Folks, Nerve Renew is in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and this supplement is amazing for a number of different reasons. First of all, we know that prescription opioids and pain relievers end up making us feel groggy, cloudy of mind, and frankly, addicted after time. But with Nerve Renew, we have key natural ingredients. It's a nerve support formula designed specifically for peripheral neuropathy and nerve pain relief. So if you need help relieving your aches and pains and inflammation, and maybe even some nerve damage that you have from an injury or just working with your hands for years and years, Nerve Renew is the way to go. So by visiting InfoWarsStore.com and getting Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top of the website, not only are you investing in your own health, relieving your own pain in a natural, healthy, and safe way, but you're keeping InfoWars on the air. We know that InfoWars is under attack. Alex Jones is under attack. Freedom of speech is under attack. But you can fight to keep InfoWars on the air. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top.
How's it going, Harrison? Thank you for taking my call. You guys have the best crew. You guys are awesome. Just wanted to plug real quick. Just recently found out after 14 years, I got a quarter or half my muscle torn off from my shoulder blade, right? So I've been in constant pain for years, and the turmeric, the nitric boost, the fish oil, everything. If I don't take it, dude, I'm totally feeling it, and I'm on the floor. This is one of the only things is your products that gets me going. If it's helping me, and I've been in pain for 14 years, you guys got to try some of it.
Wow. Yeah. It's true, folks. You hear people call in like this all the time. These products are life-changing if you take them as directed, especially combined with exercise and a good diet. Things like Bodies, the turmeric supplement, Turmeric 95 from InfoWars MD. Incredibly powerful, life-changing stuff at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for the call, Drew.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Final segment of American Journal.
We are building a religion.
There's a lot of videos I'm going to have to save for tomorrow, honestly. You can find most of these at InfoWars.com. Things like a Dallas County, Texas election worker telling and training other election workers to lie on registration to register homeless people and use whatever building they're outside of as their address. Just subverting the election system. Wholesale. We've got Google, their growth strategist, undercover, caught by OMG Media, that's O'Keefe Media Group, talking about how the algorithm is rigged in favor of Kamala. You've got Assistant Police Chief Sean Taylor of Millersville, Tennessee Police Department, describing the way the feds swooped in and confiscated all of the research material for investigations that local office was holding, destroying evidence of massive corruption there in Tennessee. Got Yuval Noah Harari talking about how social media company owners will be arrested if they refuse to comply with the World Economic Forum's censorship demands, which will be implemented through AI. We've got Victoria Nuland admitting that the Ukraine-Russia peace deal was actually accepted by the Ukrainians and could have ended the war years ago until the United States and our NATO allies stepped in to prevent the war from coming to an end and continue that ad nauseum. We have Representative Thomas Massie calling out Speaker Mike Johnson, Democrats and Republicans, for lying about the SAVE Act in a, again, just very deliberate, open, at this point, acknowledged attempt to subvert and make impossible to justify the voting outcomes. But let's talk about Kamala Harris and her debate tonight against Donald Trump. My prediction, and I don't want to be too overly confident here, but I have the feeling we're going to have a repeat of the last presidential debate. I have the feeling that as I speak now, the vast majority of the American populace has consumed nothing but the highly orchestrated and scripted and carefully edited snippets of Kamala that make her seem competent and intelligent and forceful and whatever else. And that illusion is going to be shattered the moment she is required to speak extemporaneously about topics she knows nothing about. It's going to be embarrassing. We're going to see a lot of scrambling. I think the reaction is going to be different because I think with Joe Biden, a lot of people knew this was the case and knew that and sort of took it as an excuse. Like when he performed so badly in the debate, they all acted like, oh my gosh, we're just realizing this now and Biden has to leave and we have to oust him. They can't really do that with Kamala Harris. That's not really an option here. Following the debate tonight, they are going to have to act like she wins. They're going to have to act like she did a great job. No matter what the outcome is, they are going to push the narrative that she was competent and impressive and beat Donald Trump because they have to, because they can't tell the truth. But the American people are going to see Kamala Harris under pressure. She didn't even make it through the primary debates with the Democrats. I would love to know what this is. Trump's debate to lose. We're going to talk about Kamala Harris's strategy here. More important to me is Trump's strategy and how it's going to work. His strategy during the Biden debate was just let Biden destroy himself. Just be quiet. Let Biden ramble. That's not going to work so well with Kamala Harris, I don't think. Trump's going to have to hit her and throw her off her game. He's going to have to really be on the offensive here, I think. And of course, they're doing everything they can to stack it against him. I don't think it's going to work. I think at the end of the day, Kamala's going to have a couple, you know, highlights where she's like especially sassy and people are going to act like that means she wins. But most American people are going to see this and go, that lady can't be with her hand on the nuclear button. That lady cannot be going up against Putin. That lady cannot be running the most powerful country in the history of the world. That's not feasible. I think that's going to be the outcome. We're going to cover it on InfoWars. Tune back into InfoWars tonight, an hour after the War Room ends, 7 p.m. Central Time. Myself, Chase Geiser, others will be coming in. We'll take your calls. We'll be speculating and strategizing before the debate. And then we'll be watching the debate live and reacting in real time, just like we did during the Joe Biden debate. I hope you tune in. Follow us on X. Follow me at Harrison H. Smith on X, I think is my account. I think that's what it is. Let's go to some videos here, because try as they might, the mainstream media cannot justify some of the more outrageous statements from Kamala Harris. Let's go now to clip number 8. Here's CNN's Aaron Burnett in shock about what Kamala Harris supported as late as 2019.
So in 2019, in what K-File found, she said she would cut funding to ICE, writing, quote,
Our immigrant detention system is out of control, and I believe we must end the unfair incarceration of thousands of individuals, families, and children. I was one of the first senators after President Trump was elected to advocate for a decrease in funding to ICE. Well, now, of course, she's touting the Biden administration's executive order to crack down on the border. KFIL's Andrew Kaczynski joins me now. Andrew, that's pretty incredible on its own when you're talking about what you found here on ICE. What else did you find?
Yeah, and this was a questionnaire that she filled out for the ACLU. And this questionnaire is really an interesting snapshot in time of that 2019 Democratic primary. Kamala Harris was trying to get to the left of Bernie Sanders. She was trying to get to the left of Elizabeth Warren. And you really see that in a lot of these answers. And I want to walk our viewers through a little bit of what she said. Let's just take immigration and look at what she said here. She said on immigration, she made this open-ended pledge to end immigrant detention. She said she supported taxpayer-funded gender transition surgeries for detained migrants. She also said she
supported taxpayer-funded gender transition surgeries for detained migrants. She actually said she supported that.
She both wrote and answered in the affirmative.
Why are they acting surprised?
And she said she also supported it for federal prisoners. Now, she also pledged to slash immigration detention by 50%, close all family and private facilities, and decrease funding for ICE, and then end ICE detainers with local law enforcement.
I mean, these are things that, you know, it would be hard to think that you would come up with taxpayer funding gender transitions for detained migrants. And yet,
yeah,
this,
you would think, but
say,
you people are insane. All right, we can pull it down. They act like they're shocked at policies that they've all supported for years. Like, just stop it. And this is their strategy. Their strategy is, yes, we still support all of this stuff, but for the next few months, for the next few weeks until the election, we have to pretend like this stuff is crazy so that we can get into office and then implement all of this stuff. I mean, that's their plan. It's very simple. Let's go to clip number 30 here. Trump has Kamala so nervous that she's, you know, frantically trying to practice with, and she's bringing in, of all people, Joe Biden's team. Maybe she didn't watch the last debate. Let's watch this clip.
She has closely studied the former president's past six debate performances. She's also been sort of entrenched in these briefing papers going over the former president's past comments, as well as the ways that he has insulted her, so she can be prepared to respond to that. She's engaged in these mock debates with a stand-in for the former president, and she's had conversations with Hillary Clinton and President Biden, who both extensively
have knowledge of debating
the former president.
Oh, yeah, they have knowledge. Yeah, just like the captain of the Titanic has knowledge about, you know, they have a lot of experience captaining cruise ships. Certainly, yes. Both Hillary and Biden both have experience being the victims of Trump's unmerciful destruction during the debates. So, I mean, yeah, good luck, lady. It ain't going to work. It's not going to work. Now, Brianna Morello on X has reported that Kamala Harris will likely receive the questions in advance for tonight's debate. After all, Kamala's best friend is Disney co-chairman Dana Walden. Walden oversees Disney's ABC News. Walden was also appointed by Joe Biden as a member of the Export Council. Walden and Harris have been friends for 30-plus years. Walden made thousands of dollars in donations to Harris over the years. This is why Kamala declined the Fox News debate. And, of course, this is not out of the ordinary. After all, that's probably, if I had to guess, it's probably the advice Hillary Clinton gave to Kamala. She's like, Kamala, what you need to do is have somebody provide you with the debate questions beforehand. That's the way I beat Trump. And it's funny because, like, Pauly Mark and all these others, 75% chance Kamala Harris wins tonight's debate, which is so funny. How do you even bet on, like, there's no winner of a debate. Like, it's not a boxing match. It's not like one of them's unconscious by the end of it, although Kamala Harris might be with all the drugs that she does. But it's entirely perspective. So where they're getting the 75% chance Kamala Harris wins, it's like, well, there's a 100% chance that MSM pretends Kamala Harris wins this debate because they don't have time to get a new candidate. They can't do what they did to Joe Biden, to Kamala Harris. They're screwed. So it's going to be very fun to watch. I hope you all tune in to InfoWars tonight as we host the live coverage of the debate at InfoWars.com/show and on X. Follow me at Harrison H. Smith. We'll be going live there and on the InfoWars official account. Stay tuned. The Alex Jones Show begins in 90 seconds. I'll see you all tonight.
Supplements are the second fastest growing industry in America over the last few decades. AI has now outstripped it. And that's because people continue to learn how amazing the compounds are that Mother Nature gives us. Now, ladies and gentlemen, not all supplements are created equal. InfoWars MD line, more than 15 products, are all the very best you're going to find at extremely low prices. Take our CBD oil, gummies, and 1,000 milligram tincture. We private label it from a top company. They sell it retail for double what we sell it for. Does that give you an idea how amazing these products are and how low the prices are? Just get InfoWars MD CBD, test it out, see how great it is, and then I know you're going to want the other products like our ashwagandha, like our super green food, like our 95% curcuminoid, turmeric 95. They're all available under the InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. This keeps us on air. Plus, these are game-changing products. Get yours today.
Let me take some breaks.